We continue with Mishnah Bura Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish and then Zion. We completed the Mechaber and Sifches, and we continue with Rama and Sifches. Says Rama, V'hatmana she'osim b'medinos elu, the hatmana which we do, shematminim b'tanur v'tachem piyatorim b'tit, that we insulate the pot in the tanur and we close up the entrance to the tanur with tit. Shari l'chuleyama, that is for sure okay, as we saw before that tuach b'tit is going to matir even shehiya, so of course it will be matir hatmana. U'kinshemoshin esbar la'el simen reishan and da'av, yisbar la'kaman sof simen reishan and tes. Continues the Rama, U'mitzvah lahatmin l'shabbos k'dei sheyochal chamin b'shabbos ki zeh mechvod v'onek shabbos. It is a mitzvah to be matmin food for Shabbos because you're supposed to have warm food on Shabbos, because having warm food is kavod and onek Shabbos, as that is what is enjoyable. V'chomi she'ino matmin b'diber hachachamim v'oser achilas chamin b'shabbos. One who does not believe in the words of the Rabbanan, meaning they interpret the words of the Torah literally that one is not allowed to have hot food on Shabbos, Chashin Hashem Apikoros, so we fear that maybe he is an Apikoros. Nissen Kralovs points out that if you don't enjoy hot food, so then we won't be choshesh that you're an Apikoros, because as the Rama himself said, having warm food is mikvod v'onek Shabbos, meaning that's what's enjoyable, so if that's not what is enjoyable for you, then you would not have to have it. This concludes Siman Reishon and Zayin. We now move on to Siman Reishon and Ches. Shemutar lahasim Erev Shabbos davar kar al kedei rechama. You are allowed to place on Erev Shabbos something cold onto a hot pot. Says the Mechaber, Mutar lahaniach mibod yom kli sheyesh bo davar kar al gabek der chama. You can put something cold, which is in a utensil, on top of a hot pot, she'ein zeh ketom b'davar hamosif hevel, because this is not like performing hatmana with a davar hamosif hevel, which is aser on Erev Shabbos. The reason for this is, explains the Mishnah Berurah, that since the pot itself is getting colder, since it is not on the fire, therefore it is not considered to be hatmana b'davar hamosif hevel, even though the thing underneath is hot. And it's mutter to be matmin a davar tzonein in a davar that is eino mosif hevel, as the Shulchan Aruch said earlier, in Siman Reish and Zayin Sivav. The Mishnah Berurah in this Siman points out an important halacha. The Achronim say that one is not permitted to take a kli, which has something, a cold liquid in it, such as a bottle with cold milk in it, and put it into warm water, which is in a kadera or something of that sort, in order to heat it up. Even if it will not get to the lettuce bowl, you cannot submerge the kli completely into the hot water, as that would be considered hatmana. And if it is of such a temperature that it could get the cold milk up to Yatzel lettuce bow, then even if it is not completely tamun, even if it is not completely submerged, you cannot put it in, even if your kavana is only to take out the chill. However, as points out the Sharatzion, if the temperature is such that it would not reach Yatzel lettuce bow, and your only kavana is to take out the chill, then you can put it in the warm water as long as it is not completely submerged. So therefore there is no issue of hatmana, and there will be no bishul iser of Bishol either.